The people have spoken. Freedom has prevailed. That's a tweet from actor Seth Rogen, a star in the controversial film The Interview, after the news today that the movie will be released on a limited basis on Christmas Day. That reversal from Sony comes after the company had pulled the film following a hacking attack and terrorist threats on theaters that were going to run the film. And that decision led to widespread criticism, including from President Obama, who said he disagreed with the action. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is with us now from New York with the latest on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And as we know, and in case I have to remind anybody who's been living under a rock, this is a fictional comedy film about an assassination plot against North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and that's what had made the North Koreans or the hackers so upset about this. What's Sony saying about why they've now decided to release it?
That's right. And a raunchy comedy at that, from what we understand, from not having seen this film, of course. So Sony's president put out a statement just a few hours ago, and it said that we are proud to make it available to the public and to have stood up to those who attempted to suppress free speech. But here's the critics are saying that it looks like Sony really caved, because what happened last week was on Tuesday, Sony made the announcement that they were not going to be showing this film. And people familiar with the company's thinking said that they told the theaters, you know, we're not going to do a limited release. Last week they said, we're not going to do a limited release only, you know, and we will maybe do video on demand, but we're not going to do a limited release. But now, you know, the nation's biggest theater chains are still unlikely to play this film. And it's going to just open in like a fraction of the screens that it was supposed to play on. But on the 25th, it will be seen on some screens.
Yeah, well, as you say, the nation's biggest change, it does not look likely that this is going to be at Regal theaters or AMC theaters. But who is going to show it now?
You know, Sony hasn't said specifically which change, but there were a number of independent theaters that had said earlier on that they wanted to be able to show this film, but were told by Sony, no, you can't. Nobody's getting this film.
What about an on-demand release? We know that had been talked about. Is that in the cards now?
Yes, as part of this announcement, there will be an on-demand release, but they were waiting for details as well. You know, my colleague Eric Schwartzel reported last week that the largest cable companies had said, no, we are not going to show this. But, you know, as you said, there's been a major backlash, you know, not just from from the viewing public, but the number of artists. You had President Obama criticizing last week Sony's call to pull this film, you know, actors, directors, screenwriters. So now the pressure is really on both the theater owners and also on Sony itself.
Well, and there had also been, on the other side, some concern among theater owners, and this is one of the reasons they decided that they didn't want to show this film, that if they were to show that film, that people would be scared away from going to see other movies because they were worried about this terrorist threat that was put out against theaters that were going to play the film. Are the theaters that are going to show this movie now going to have extra security, or are we just going right ahead and saying, no, nobody's scared, let's just do this?
I mean, presumably there may be more security, but we don't have reporting on that yet. I mean, what we do know is that the people who sent out this threat, they basically said they were invoking September 11th. But you've had U.S. officials say, you know what, there's not real credence that they could find to this being a credible threat. Although it can be argued that they made good on their on their threat. They were able to hack into Sony successfully. So maybe they're more powerful than you think. But we don't know yet what the parameters will be for how these theaters are going to show the film.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal on the news today that Sony is going to allow a limited theatrical release of the movie The Interview on Christmas Day. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.